WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and ListenTheRef.com presents the Memorial Football Show, a weekly look inside the Tigers program featuring head coach John Herding and a member of the Memorial team. The show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, by Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
All right, football fans, football season is finally here in Evansville. I'm Brad Klein. This is the first of many weekly Memorial Football shows on WREF. Today, we're going to hear from the head coach, John Herley, and one of the star upperclassmen, Simon Schultz, who will be key in the offense against Jasper this Friday. So all that and more in previewing, yes, the first game, but also the entire season on the first of many weekly Memorial Football shows. It's all brought to you by Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance with Mike Carey at the helm, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and Evansville Estate Emporium. With that, we'll take a step aside, and the head coach, John Herley, waiting on deck right here on WREF, 97.7 FM, The Ref. Always the right call.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Herley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Mankey's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Mankey's ASE-certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Mankey's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball-sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State preferred award destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Wine Box, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
We're back on the Memorial Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you, and the head coach, John Herley, is here talking about this season, yes, but also about this upcoming game, week one against Jasper. Coach, really appreciate your time. So when it comes to the start of the 2024 season, the proof of the work that your team, your players, your program has put in the offseason, give us a glimpse as to what that's looked like in the summer.
Well, we usually give the kids the first week out of school off, and then when we come back, we go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday in the morning, and we do Wednesday evenings. And Wednesday evenings isn't conditioning or strength training or anything. It's just football. And we usually give them, obviously we give them the first week of July off because that's moratorium, but we also give them the last week of July off, the week before school starts, so we can come into it fresh. And, you know, we've had good attendance all year. it's one of the things that we've taken a lot of pride in over the years. We've got a lot of guys that play multiple. It takes a lot of work to work with those guys through the summer to allow them to be able to, you know, meet requirements in each of the programs. So, you know, there's a lot of flexibility given and take between all the programs to allow these kids to continue to excel.
Again, John Hurley, the head coach for Memorial, here on the Memorial Football Show on WREF. And I'm Brad Klein, talking about the offseason ahead of week one this Friday against Jasper. We're going to talk about that later on in this show. You know, the offseason and those summer workouts, you mentioned you had really good attendance, and that's all really exciting for the Tiger fans listening right now. But I'd also imagine that when it comes to those workouts, it's a lot of trying to figure out who you're going to be and trying to figure out the identity of the team. Can you pinpoint any light bulb moments, any moments during the summer workouts, the behind-the-scenes stuff that we as fans don't get to see that may be really instrumental in determining who Memorial is in 2024?
Well, summer's changed dramatically from what it used to be to what it is today. You know, we got 12 opportunities to wear equipment. And, you know, through that time, you know, as the summer goes on, you do that 12 times, you stretch it out. It's comparable to the old two weeks of practices before school started. And as we did that, you know, towards the end of the summer, you could tell guys were starting to be ready to compete against somebody else, play somebody else. But at that time, people start falling into their roles, and we got strong leadership with our seniors and really a strong junior class as well that falls in line. So just watching them work together and kind of figure it out together, I don't know that I could put it on like, aha, this moment. But this has been a pretty involved group for the last 2 years at the varsity level, this senior group.
You know, transitioning from last year into this year, like you said, the past couple of years it's been an involved group, and they know what they're doing at this point. But I'm sure that there are some lessons maybe learned and some moments from last year's season that will translate into this year's season with a more seasoned group. So what can you pinpoint by way of that as far as things that your team takes from last year into this year specifically?
Well, we hope to build on. We finished pretty strong last year. You know, during the season, we started hot, and then we lost our quarterback.
Sure.
Week four, and then we kind of struggled a little bit. But Luke Elstrom moved into that role and took a stronger leadership role, a bigger part of the offense. And I think we grew at that point. Now, having everybody back, right now everybody's healthy. It's interesting to see how these guys have grown, and, you know, one thing that I think it had helped Fisher is being able to sit back and watch and kind of take things in from the sideline and kind of learn a little bit more from a different perspective. You know, seeing it, it's slower from the sideline because it's not happening to you. So hopefully that translates for us this year on the field.
Last year making it to the 4A Regional against East Central. This year, John Hurley and his team trying to go a little bit further after a really successful 2023. The question is, what lies ahead in 2024? We're here to talk about that and then some on the Memorial Football Show. But don't go anywhere. On the other side, we're going to hear from one of your favorite Tigers right here on WREF.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
And we're back on the Memorial Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, talking with one of the upperclassmen, one of the leaders, one of the stars for Memorial's offense. That's Simon Schultz. Hey, Simon, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All good. Really appreciate your time. So last year you were a big part of the offense, we know. You were a big part of the scoring, we know, and playing alongside Luke Elsperman, that's a big part of it as well. With him transitioning into this this quarterback role full-time, full season, how does that affect what you do in your role and in your preparation?
Yeah, just him moving to quarterback last year. He was one of our bigger targets and bigger guys at receiver last year. And whenever he had to take the role of playing quarterback, it put a bigger leadership role on my part, just to make sure helping guys out and showing them what to do, but also going out there and making plays to help our team win, because Luke's a big playmaker guy. And with him now moving to quarterback, someone else had to fill his shoes, and I feel like I did a pretty good job of that last year, but just hopefully that we can both continue to keep doing that this year.
I feel like you guys probably had that receiver bond in the beginning of last year, and now it turns into quarterback-receiver bond. So what does that look like on your end and your relationship with him and your communication with him on the field?
Yeah, Luke's been one of my best friends since I was 4 years old. So we've had a bond through all the sports, and I feel like that bond, you know, he knew where I was going to be at on the field most of the times. And I feel like we had a good relationship on a lot of routes and a lot of concepts. And, you know, he's a smart guy, and I think I'm a smart football player too. So just recognizing space and knowing where to go and when to do what, I think we both had a pretty good grasp for that last year.
As a junior, you stepped into that leadership role pretty seamlessly on both sides of the ball. But my question to you, because, again, we're getting ready for the first game, Jasper, this Friday. Question being, what's the difference between Simon Schultz as a junior and Simon Schultz as a senior?
Yeah, I think just the experience. Last year, you know, it was really my sophomore year. I played a little bit, but I got hurt towards the end of the year, so I didn't play in most of the postseason. But last year, just having that experience to play every single game and being out there every single play and just knowing when to do what and how to do certain things, I think that's helped me a lot. And playing multiple sports too, just knowing when to compete. I played in multiple semi-state championships, and playing all those sports and being in that high environment, high atmosphere, high intensity has just helped me along the way. So just coming out here on Friday, it's just another game, and, you know, Jasper will have a good crowd for sure, but I just think that we just have to go into it thinking it's just another game, and I think we'll be all right.
Just another game, but how do you get another win to start the season like you did last year? What's the game plan, and what are the things that specifically in your role in this game need to go right for Memorial to have success?
Yeah, I think as an offense, we just need to continue to move the ball. We know Jasper, they're not going to change much. They do what they do. They're going to stick to them. I think that we just need to fly around, be more athletic, play fast, have a lot of fun while we're playing, but just playing fast and playing physical and move the ball down the field, whether that's running or throwing. And, you know, we can beat you in a lot of aspects. We have good running backs and Dylan Kendrick and Landon Horning, but we can also throw the ball over the field. And I think that's our biggest part of the game and our best part is we can get chunk plays pretty quickly. And I think that this upcoming weeks that we just need to continue to do that, block up front and move the ball down the field.
Look, Simon, for us, this is the first weekly Memorial Football Show. It's a great feeling for the fans listening. It's a great feeling for you. I'd imagine it's out of this world. How good does it feel that it is officially a game week and football is back? I'll get you out of here on that.
Yeah, it's super exciting. You know, football is a sport we've been practicing since June 1st, so I'm really excited to go out there and finally compete against someone not our own team. And on that new field up there, we'll have to see, break that in for him and see how good it actually is.
I love it. That's Simon Schultz here on the Memorial Football Weekly Show. Hey, Simon, good luck this weekend, this week, I should say, and good luck the rest of the way in 2024. We're pulling for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
You got it. We take a step aside. John Hurley, the head coach, is back to put a bow on this first Memorial Football Show in 2024 right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers!
The Case IH Farmall 100 A-Series tractors comes equipped with a powerful, fuel-efficient Tier 4B final engine with horsepowers ranging from 110 to 140. Visit H&R AgriPower in Poseyville to experience this robust, simple, easy-to-operate tractor perfect for livestock producers or smaller-scale farmers. Updates include a new control panel that moves and tilts with the steering wheel, an electronically controlled engine, and an economical drivetrain. For more information, visit H&R AgriPower in Poseyville today. Wrapping up shop here on WREF, it is the weekly Memorial Football Show with the head coach, John Hurley. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you and talking about the Tigers. To do that, we have to talk about what lies ahead for this week, and it is the first game of the season. Really exciting time against Jasper. Coach, the team opened up last season with a big win against Jasper, so what does this year's iteration look like?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, year to year, Jasper's a tough one to open up with. I'm not sure it'd be a Mike Scavara question, but this might be our 22nd year opening up with Jasper on the first. Not many places could say that because, you know, it used to be a jamboree and we just bumped them up. They stayed in our first spot. But anyway, you know, every year they look the same. They're physical. They've got nice size on the line. They run the triple option, and that's a challenge coming out of the gate. Because it's really assignment discipline football, and it's tough. You know, kids are convinced they see that football and they want to chase it, but they got to stay on their assignment.
Yeah, the triple option, that is a completely new obstacle. I'd imagine even more difficult to prepare for in week one of the season when you're still trying to figure out yourselves on your side of the ball. My question is, how do you replicate that in practice, scout team, and trying to prepare the guys to defend it?
Well, I tell you what, Coach Johnson, defensive staff, they draw those cards up, and it could be frustrating at times. A lot of times we practice versus no football. Everybody's got to run to their assignment instead of chasing the ball. And that's one of the ways that we've tried to replicate it because it's difficult if it's not something you do on a regular basis.
Again, John Hurley, the head coach for Memorial here on WREF. It is the Memorial Weekly Football Show. And talking about Memorial and Jasper this week, Friday, 7:30 start on the road at Jasper for the Tigers. Of course, Jasper, I'd imagine, we talked to them, it's going to be a lot of Luke Elsperman scouting and them trying to keep him in check. And like you mentioned, he got some time last year. How do you expect them to approach and defend and counteract what he does well?
Well, you know, they got to see both quarterbacks last year. They saw Fisher week one, and then they saw Elsperman in week 11. You know, and I'm sure they're going to make adjustments off of what they did. But, you know, the one thing about Jasper is they kind of do what they do, and you could say the same for us. They're not going to change who they are or their identity, but you can count they'll be disciplined and they'll be flying to the football. and they'll try to be assignment oriented as well.
Again, John Hurley here on the Ref talking about the Tigers going up against the Jasper football team this week and what they do well, what Memorial does well. The question is, who will prevail? So, Coach, I'll get you out of here on this. Fill in the blank. If Memorial blanks on Friday against Jasper, they walk away 1-0 to start 2024.
I'll say it every week. Stop the run. Got to be able to stop the run to have success in our conference.
That's John Hurley, the first of many weekly Memorial football shows here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time, for the insight. Always a lot of fun, and looking forward to doing this again next week.
Good deal. Appreciate it.
You
Thanks
got it.
Thanks for doing it.
You got it. And again, we are so happy to bring you the Memorial football show every single week. Till next time, I'm Brian Klein here on WREF.
You have been listening to the Memorial Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listtotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and by Evansville, the State Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Scott Stratman, Attorney at Law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Memorial Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.